Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey guys, it's me, RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show on September 11th, 2015. Happy 9/11, everyone. If you want to see some really hilarious tributes to 9/11, I suggest visiting Imgur. Imgur has been making me laugh all day today with its very tasteful 9/11 tributes. Today's show is sponsored by Michael K. K is his last name initial. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say his last name. So, Michael K., thank you for sponsoring the show through Patreon. Speaking of sponsors, it's completely Neon Like Bjork's fault that if you're a subscriber to the high-quality feed, you may have noticed that yesterday's show was just 19 minutes long. Oops. I don't know what happened. I guess something went wrong with the upload. But 19 minutes of the show uploaded, and then the rest was just not there. But it's fixed now, so if you refresh your podcast feeds, hopefully you'll be able to listen to the rest of the show. If not, just go listen to it on youtube.com/phonelosersshows. Thank you, Midget Mutilator, for emailing me and telling me about this morning. And what the hell, everyone? Only one person emailed me and told me about this? Maybe everyone just thought the show was 19 minutes long. I don't know. I need to read the most epic carding note ever written, and this was posted on the Phone Losers of America Facebook group by Ryan. His carding note is very long, and it says this: "Hey, sorry I dinged your car. My deadlines at work are fast approaching, and I really need that Henderson file locked down. It's a million-dollar account, and I can't let it slip through my fingers. We should meet for lunch on Wednesday. No, make that Thursday. You know, to discuss the insurance, to see where we go from this. I can't let that jerk Bartowski get the account like last year. Thanks, Roy. Call me at 425-243-7565. And he claims he's actually going to put that on a car. And I really wish he would make about 50 copies of that same letter and put it on 50 cars. But I'm happy if he just puts it on one. I'm putting a link, though, in the show notes to that letter if anyone wants to read it. If anyone else, though, would like to copy Ryan's brilliant letter and put it on cars, that would be great. Also, I remember last year, or maybe earlier this year, I can't remember who did it, but somebody actually made a cake that said, "Sorry, I dinged your car." And it wasn't in car ding season, so he didn't actually put it on a car, I don't think. I think he just took it home and ate it. But if anyone wants to make a bunch of cakes, you know, spend a bunch of money on cakes and put those on cars, that would be great too. I kind of doubt anyone would do that, but that just, I don't know, that sounds hilarious. I think that's about it for updates, so I guess we'll just get right into the carding pranks. Yes, once again, we're doing carding pranks. And I have noticed some comments on the YouTube, people saying they're fucking sick of carding pranks, and they really wish I would do something else. And you're right, I really should. I think next week I will try to do one show that isn't carding pranks. I hear your complaints, and I'm going to try and do something about it. But sorry, you're going to have to suffer through this show that's going to be nothing but carding pranks.
Hi, this is Barbara. You left a note on my car that you hid it in the parking lot, and if you could give me a call back, I would greatly appreciate it. I appreciate your note as well. My number is 61. I'm hoping that you can take care of this so that I don't have to file a police report. That would be better, probably easier, better for you, easier all the way around. Again, it's 681. Thank you.
Whoa. What is that? Is she trying to let me know she's serious about the whole police thing? Playing that police siren in the background? Wow, okay. I better call her back, I guess.
Hello?
Hi, Barbara?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is Roy. You left a message, something about a note.
I did. You left a note on my car?
Well, I don't think I did. What day was it left?
It's got your name and phone number that you dinged my car in the parking lot.
Oh, this is so weird, because, I mean, I don't know how to explain this, but I've been working on building, I'm an inventor, and I've been working on a time machine, so I think what actually happened is maybe my future self left the note, like maybe as a warning or something, because I didn't...
No, because my car got hit in the parking lot, and I came out and found a note in the windshield, and it's got your name and your phone number on it with a handwritten note.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, from my perspective, I don't think it ever happened yet. I think it's going to happen in the future. Like, it was...
Okay, so are you telling me to just call the police then?
No. Is what I'm saying is I'm currently working on inventing a time machine, and I think your note proves that eventually I will invent that time machine. And I left the note...
Okay, but I'm at work, and I'm extremely busy, so I need to know whether you're going to take care of this or whether I need to just give your information to the police department.
Well, I'd like to see the note to see if it's my handwriting. Is there a date on it, like, from the future?
You know what? We'll just put this in the hands of the police. Is that what your preference is?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think that note might be the first evidence ever of time travel.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't play games. You hit my car. You left a note with your phone number. I gave you the courtesy of calling you back versus the police. I have an estimate from the body shop to get it fixed.
Well, I'm not really playing games. I'm just saying that I didn't do it, but I think I will someday, like in the future after I invent time travel.
Are you going to pay this or not pay this?
Well, I should in the future, I think. But I mean, I haven't.
I'm talking about the immediate because I'm at work and I'm extremely busy. So I either need to know whether you're going to take care of it or I just need to notify the police.
You don't sound very busy. I mean, you're just hanging out talking to me.
I just stepped outside of my store. I work retail. I work right here, and I just stepped outside of my store because it's extremely busy in there.
I bet it's not even that busy. You're probably just being a drama queen.
You want to come to Dollar Store on a Friday afternoon? Dollar Tree, it's beyond busy.
Yeah, right.
First week of school, it's very busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Anyway, yeah,
I think
shut up. I think it was future me. It's not, you know, present day me that left the note. And
you're telling me to just call the police? Is that what you'd like me to do?
Oh, wow, I've told you like 7 times now. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I haven't actually hit your car yet.
Yes, you did, and there's a note and everything else.
How bad was the damage?
The guy that I took it to said because there was a note left with it and he had compassion, he can fix it. Lacey collision right here for $107.
What was the damage, though? Like, what was
hurt? It's the damage, the front passenger's wheel well.
Oh, are you sure you're not just trying to do an insurance scam?
I'm 100% sure. You're the one that left me the information.
Okay, well, it wasn't me. It's future me.
If my boss wasn't also busy, I would give him the phone and he could verify this as well, but he's extremely busy right this moment as well.
Yeah, right. But anyway, yeah, I think there wasn't actually any damage. It's either an insurance scam or I invented time travel. I'm just trying to figure out which one it is.
It's neither, okay? It's actual... What?
What do you mean?
This is the guy that hit my car in the parking lot. He's saying that he didn't leave a note and there's that I'm not busy, I'm not at work, it's giving me a really hard time. Should I just call the cops, Mike? This is my boss I'm speaking to because we are extremely busy and I've tried to explain that to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not even involved. Like, who the hell is he? Is he, like, your father or something?
He's the person that came out when you left the note.
Oh, okay. Well, you should tell him to stay the fuck away from your car. I mean, it's none of his business.
Well, it is because I called him.
It's between me...
Okay, you know what? Well, excuse me. I'll just turn your information over to the police, okay?
It's between you and future me. Like, here's the thing. I think I'm at least 10 years away from successfully inventing time travel. So the ding you're talking about, I don't think it's going to happen until at least 2025. Oh, all right. I guess she's not buying the time travel thing. The time travel idea is from a listener named Gonzo. Thank you, Gonzo, for that one. That was kind of fun.
Hi, Roy. This is Dee. You left a note on my car saying that you dinged it, and you kind of did. So just wanted to chat with you, see what was going on, that sort of thing, and maybe you could give me a call back. The number is 502. Thanks.
So I kind of dinged her car. That's weird.
Hello?
Hello, Dee?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your...
Hey, Roy, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. You were saying I left a note on your car?
Yeah. There was a note on my vehicle this morning at 6:30 that said, sorry, I dinged your car with your with this phone number, and it said Roy.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I didn't put that note on your car. I put it in a helium balloon. I live in Washington, and I wanted to see how far it would fly. We put it like on a weather balloon, and it must have made it all the way out there.
Are you serious?
And, yeah, and then landed on your window. You're in Kentucky?
Yeah, you put it in a helium balloon and it landed on my vehicle?
Yeah, it must have landed under the wiper, and then maybe the balloon part came untied and flew away. I just put the notes on there to see how far they go, and Kentucky's like the furthest I've ever made it. Like, before, I think my record was Illinois.
Okay, well, Illinois would be further than me.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Washington State. Because I live in Washington.
So I have to tell you that the note was not on my windshield by any stretch of the imagination. It was actually on the side of my, on the passenger side of my vehicle.
Oh.
So how it came out of the helium balloon and be on the passenger side window would be crazy to me.
Yeah, well, you know, they can land just about everywhere. It's just a piece of paper. It's just wherever the wind takes it. So, wow, that's crazy.
It was inside the helium balloon?
What? I'm sorry, what?
The note was inside the helium balloon?
No, it was tied to it by a string.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's the farthest it's ever made it. It landed on your car. That's awesome.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy nuts.
Yeah, how many, what city do you live in Kentucky? I'm going to have to measure this on my map and put a pin in my map on the wall for how far away.
In Louisville.
Oh,
Actually, like in Middletown.
Whoa.
Which is 13 miles out of Louisville.
Okay. I'll have to...
On the east side.
Yeah, I'll have to...
On the east side.
Oh, the east side. Okay, yeah.
Because I live 13 miles away from the Ohio River, which is the state line.
Okay. Yeah, that's 2,374 miles from me.
No way. Are you kidding me?
Uh-uh.
Dude, that's phenomenal. That is crazy.
I can't believe it.
Are you sure you didn't hit my car this morning?
Oh, yeah, I'm positive. No, I just sent up a balloon last week. That's pretty fast, too, for it to get there, you know, in a week.
Well, we had a lot of cold fronts coming in.
Oh, that must have been it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. And it rained last night, and it's raining right now. So.
Yeah. That could have contributed to the speed.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing is that I'm from SoCal.
Holy fucking shit.
Is that not amazing? Those are pretty much my exact words when anything crazy happens is holy shit.
Yeah.
Or holy fucking shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What else?
Holy motherfucking shit. Yep.
That's right.
Those are the words.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm glad you found my note and called me back. That's pretty exciting for
me. Yeah, but I'm thinking, seriously, did you ding the car? Because there's a ding in the damn thing. Well, and I'm like, are you serious?
Maybe the helium...
At least he left a note. I'm okay with that, but at least he left a note.
Maybe the helium balloon damaged the car. Like, what's...
That is funny.
What's wrong with the car? Like, what's the damage on it?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yes, I'm still
Hello?
Here. Hi, I'm right here. Hello? Ma'am? Well, that's strange. Should I even call back? I mean, she doesn't seem too upset about the damage. Let me call her back one more time. Oh, my internet went out. That's weird. Okay, that's the problem here. My internet just went out. I have no internet. What the hell am I going to do? I guess I'm done with calls for now. Oh, she called me back while my internet was out, too. Let's hear
it. Roy, what happened to you? This is Dee. Just wanted, you know, try to talk to you about things. I think this is crazy nuts, and I think it's hysterical, so ring back, and I think that might be you calling me right now.
I did try and call her, and then she hangs up.
Hello?
That's her trying to answer. Okay, that was the voicemail I just received. Let's call her right back and wrap things up. And it's busy. What the hell, it's busy? Oh, come on, Dee. You don't have call waiting? It's busy. How can it be busy? Oh, now it's ringing. It's ringing. Okay. Holy fucking shit.
Hello?
Dee, holy shit.
I know, for reals. What the hell is going on?
I don't know. It's the phone gods. They don't want us to talk.
The phone gods don't want us to talk. That's hysterical. Dude, this is crazy. Seriously, you sent a balloon?
Yeah, from Washington. The state of Washington.
So where exactly are you in Washington?
I'm in Lake Hills.
In Lake Hills? And how far that is that?
Oh, what was it, 2,600 miles?
2,600 miles?
Or 2,300 miles. That's only if you drive, though. It's not exactly a direct route, but it's pretty close.
Right, right. Right, right. Because I lived in SoCal, in San Bernardino. And it's about that to SoCal.
Oh, wow.
From where I'm from.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is crazy nuts that you sent me a balloon like that.
Yeah, well, I didn't send it to you. I mean, don't be so high on yourself. But
whatever. Come on. You know I'm good about it.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, I'm glad you got the note, and thank you very much for calling me back.
Well, is that all you're going to tell me about you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why?
Because the experiment's over. I got the phone call, and now I can log it into my book and onto my website.
Is it like a college experience or something?
Oh, no. It's just my own personal scientific research.
Okay.
When I'm not inventing.
You said you have sent some other balloons out?
Yeah. I've got a website where all of them have landed. I've done over 50 of them. And,
no way.
Yeah.
What's the website?
It's RoyLaunchesHeliumBalloons.com.
RoyLaunchesHeliumBalloons.com.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you've sent over 50, and this is the furthest it's ever gotten?
Yeah. Usually they just land all over the mountain states.
Huh, like in the Rocky Mountains or something, like over in Colorado?
No, the Cascades, stupid.
Really? You want to call me stupid?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That just came out. I flew off the handle. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. No, yeah, the Rockies. A lot around the Rockies.
Okay. All right, dude. Take care.
All right, thank you. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. You too.
I think I offended her, and she really wanted to talk to me. I'm such a dick. So that was another idea by Gonzo. Thanks, Gonzo. I think I'm going to try that one again, though, on this next person, because she didn't get upset at all. She just kind of accepted it. Because she was so blown away that somebody else could live on the same side of the country that she used to, I guess. Is that it? I don't know. Why does she keep telling me about Southern California?
Hi, Roy. My name's Tim. You had left a note on my window of my car about... it says, sorry, I dinged your car. Please call. So anyway, if you want to call me back, my home number is 303... Thank you.
All right, that one was 14 minutes ago. Let's tell Tim about my weather balloon experiment.
Hello.
Hello, Tim. It's Roy. You said I left a note on your car?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, yeah. Where do you live at? Are you in... You're not in the state of Washington, I guess, right?
No, I live in Wheat Ridge.
In what?
Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Holy cow. Yeah, I launched that note from a helium balloon... And I guess it landed on your car.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, yeah, I'm in Washington. I'm in Lake Hills, Washington. And that's really far for a helium balloon to get.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah, pretty crazy. That's over 1,000 miles.
Oh, my gosh. So you were just doing it just to see what happened?
Yeah, I was launching the balloon. I launch a lot of balloons up with notes, and I just see where the calls come from.
Really? Wow. Yeah, this one is coming from Colorado.
Okay, and it landed on your window?
No, I mean, it didn't. I just found it in my car window. I mean, it could have landed there, but I'm thinking probably somebody picked it up or put it in there or whatever.
Oh, I see. Was the balloon still attached?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. That's 1,300 miles.
That's pretty amazing. So anyway, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Okay.
Well, I was looking at my car, you know, and I couldn't see any dents on it, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know, you know, and usually I would have probably spotted something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't see anything. But I thought, well, I'll go ahead and call you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm really glad you called, so I could find out where my balloon.
Now you know you can. Mark that down in your diary or whatever you keep.
Oh, no, it's a map on the wall. I put push pins in it.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a girl. I don't keep a diary.
Okay. All right. I guess you can put them on your map then.
Yeah, map. My manly map. Okay.
All right, there you go.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. Have a nice day.
Yeah, I will. See you later. Bye.
Bye, Tim. Wow, people love this helium balloon thing. Nobody's getting upset about that at all. And nobody's questioning why would you write a carding note on your helium balloon.
Hey, Roy, this is Don. You left a nice note on my car about just an abrasion. Give me a call when you can.
Abrasion?
I think it'll be just fine.
All right, you guys, from now on, whenever you leave a note on someone's car, it has to say, sorry, I left an abrasion on your car. Please call me back. This is Roy.
248-54. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, let's call Don. I'm going to try it one more time with the helium balloon. Actually, I'm just going to do that for the rest of this entire show. I'm just going to keep doing the balloon thing until someone gets pissed.
Hello?
Hey, Don?
Yeah?
It's Roy. You said I...
Hi, Roy.
You found my note on your car?
Yeah, I did. That was kind of you. You know, I see the abrasion. There's just a minuscule break in the plastic. I think I'm not going to fix that, Roy.
Oh, from where the note landed?
Pardon?
From where the note landed?
What do you mean?
Oh, well, I live in Washington, in the state of Washington, and I launched that note on a helium balloon, and it must have just landed on your car. That's crazy. You're in Michigan? That's really far away from where I am. I can't believe it would get that far.
That's a little strange.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. That's the furthest I've ever gotten. I got to Colorado once, but never Michigan.
That's a little strange. There was a note on my car saying that somebody had hit it, and with this number, and...
Oh, no, that's just the note that I put on the balloons. I tape them to a string that's hooked up to a helium balloon, and just see how far it makes it, and then people call me.
Okay. That's something else.
Yeah, and can you believe it? It made it all the way to Michigan.
Yeah, that's a little, Well, it was underneath. Somebody put it there. It was underneath my wiper blade.
So. Oh, well, it could have just landed, you know, like from the sky. Was the balloon still attached?
No, there's no balloon at all.
Huh.
So, yeah. Wow. A little strange.
Yeah, imagine that. It just landed on a windshield. That's wow. That's like a 1 in a million shot or something.
No, it didn't land on the windshield. It was underneath the wiper blade. So.
Yeah, well, the wind could have pushed it underneath it.
No, somebody somebody placed it there.
Oh.
So,
well, I'm in Washington. So, I don't know. It wasn't me. There's really... Mm-hmm. But there's damage on your car from where the note landed?
No. No. All it says is, sorry, I dinged your car. And that's all the note says.
Oh, there was no phone number for you to call?
There was a phone number. So,
oh, okay. But, all right. Yeah. But where are you
all
saying...
Right, well,
you're saying there was damage on your car?
Yeah, somebody hit my bumper, so...
Oh.
But...
That's just the weirdest coincidence that on the day that you received a car ding note under your windshield that someone hit your bumper.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Wow.
So...
What a crazy day.
Well, you made it to Michigan.
Oh, so. Yay! I'm pretty happy about that.
All right. Well, Roy, you have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Enjoy your abrasions. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I like the little laugh he did there at the end. So nobody gets pissed about this balloon thing. I've got to try it at least one more time. I need to get someone to be angry at me.
Hi, Roy. My name is Gerada, and I got a little card on my mailbox with your name and number on it saying that you dinged my car. Can you call me back, please? My number is 248. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I got a call saying you found a note or something.
Yes. Yeah. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, well, I live in the state of Washington, and I launched some notes like that up on helium balloons. Are you saying it landed on your car or on your mailbox?
There is a handwritten note.
Mm-hmm.
On an index card.
Oh, yeah, I always handwrite them on index cards. So, where do you live? This might be the furthest my notes have made it on my helium balloons.
So you said that you dinged my car?
Yeah, well, I just launched it in a helium balloon to see how far it would make it.
Really?
So it landed on your mailbox? Is the balloon still attached?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay. I don't know. I'm a little freaked out by this because the card was actually stuck in the flag of my mailbox. So.
Oh, well, the wind could have just put it there, you know?
No. The wind wouldn't have put it there. It looks like somebody deliberately put it there.
Oh, that's odd. No, it could have just landed there from the helium balloon and then maybe the helium balloon floated off.
So you didn't ding my car?
Oh no, I don't live around where you are. Where are you at? Are you in Michigan? I live in Washington. Hello?
This is like a little bit too weird for me. Okay.
What's weird about it? It's just a hobby of mine. I just send up notes on helium balloons and see how far they make it across the country.
Okay. Yeah.
What's so weird? Come on. Oh, man. All right. I don't know. Should I try another one? I really want someone to get pissed. At least she was questioning why would I write that on the note. So that's an improvement, I guess.
Well, hello, Roy. This is the woman's car that you dinged.
Oh, here we go.
It was a great message that you left on a note. I dinged your car. Learn to park next time. Maybe it won't happen again. I was talking my own lines, number one. And number two, I figured the dingbat that had a crappy car next to me would ding my car instead of you because you had a Volvo. I figured you had more respect than that other people. But I guess it doesn't matter what you drive. You can't take the scum out of the person.
Whoa.
So call me back because you're going to be buffing that door out you did ding it. And that is your lesson for dinging my door. Learn to be more considerate of other people's property. That's what the name of the game is.
Whoa.
And you left a note with your number, and it can be traced by the police department. So if I were you, I would definitely call back. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
All right, I don't think I can waste her on this balloon idea. I think I need to move on from the balloon idea, even though I love the balloon idea. Thank you, Gonzo, for the balloon idea. I really hope she picks up.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note in your car a couple days ago.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
You're a crackpot.
What do you mean?
You have note because you dumped in the car.
What's that?
What note was this one?
What, did you get multiple notes on your car?
I always get notes on my car.
Oh, what kind of notes do you usually get?
Oh, just all sorts of notes.
Oh, okay. Well, no, it's because I dinged your car.
I know.
What?
It was a horrible note.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of your fault.
No, actually, it was my kid that was driving my car.
Oh, so your kid's stupid. I see. All right.
No, she's not stupid. She's very smart. She parked on her own side, but she just parked a little bit close to you because she figured the other idiot on the other side with the horrible car would have the balls to dent the car. So she parked near it to your side where you had a Volvo, where you wouldn't have the balls to dent the car, and you did it anyway. That's why she parked near it to you. She figured that you had the upper class not to.
That's some good logic by your daughter.
Well, that was my logic. That's the way we started. Don't park near an ugly car. If you do, park a little over to the good one. That way they won't dent each other's cars.
Oh, well, I wasn't parked.
Because we know better. I could dent them.
I wasn't parked next to you. I was just driving by.
You're such a liar.
What do you mean I'm a liar?
You was just driving by what?
I was driving, I was just driving by and I dinged the back of it as I drove by.
It wasn't the back of the car.
What do you mean it wasn't the back?
You mean the door.
Are you drunk? You sound really drunk.
No, I'm in bed.
Oh, okay.
I worked all day. No, so you dinged the back of the car?
Yeah, I was driving my semi, my 18-wheeler, and I just smashed into the back of it and totaled the car. You didn't see that?
No, it was your Volvo that has the white paint on the side of my car.
No. You're mistaken. I was driving a semi.
Yeah, okay.
I slammed into the back of the car.
Yeah.
And it broke off.
Anyway, so what do you what are you calling me for, dear? Are you gonna bust the car out?
No, fuck
bust
that shit.
The door?
Fuck that.
Yeah, you're doing, huh?
What?
You're not gonna bust the side of the car out, huh?
No, fuck that shit.
Why aren't you gonna bust the car out?
Because I don't want to. It sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, well,
I have very dainty hands, and that would really ruin my...
Well, I can take it somewhere, and they can buff it out for me, and you can pay for it.
Oh, no. I don't I don't want to spend that kind of money.
You don't want to spend that kind of money? Well, nope. What do you want to do about my door?
Oh, nothing. I didn't hit the door. I hit the back with my semi-truck.
No, you didn't hit the back. No, you didn't. You hit the door. You hit the door, and you left a note.
No, that's not
left
true.
The note, you hit the door, and yeah, we have the number, and you have the name, and also we have your license plate, and also we have have your thing that it was your Volvo that did it, and we have your name and your telephone number that's registered to that car when you go to school and park there. So we have all of that.
Yeah, but I wasn't driving the Volvo.
Student, yeah, you were. The dean of students said it was parked right beside us. Because I was with her when she parked the car. The dean of students said that he does have your name. All he needed was your first name, your car, and your phone number because it's listed to that vehicle.
But I was driving the semi-truck.
Yeah. But that's okay, Roy. I got your number, honey, and you got mine, so we'll see what we're going to do about this later when I'm done sleeping because I'm very tired. I worked 12 hours.
Are you sure you worked? Exactly. It sounds like you're just drunk.
No, I don't drink three hot.
Oh, drugs then, okay.
No, I don't do drugs. Sorry, I work for the government.
Oh, so you only don't do drugs because you work for the government, so you can't?
No, I
otherwise you
I
would
don't
be a heroin addict.
Why would I be a heroin addict? What do you think I'm going to be like you? You must be on drugs the way you're speaking.
Ouch. Zing.
You're speaking like you're a mentally deranged person.
So the dean of students, he looked up my student records by just my first name?
No, he said that he can look up your student records by the name, your telephone number is listed on your records and by your vehicle. Your first name, that's all he needs. You drive a Volvo. It's registered as a Volvo, just like everybody's car is registered. What they drive and what they got registered for a permit in that parking lot.
Yeah, but I don't give him permission to abuse his position there.
It doesn't matter.
There.
When it's something that you did that was illegal, you hit somebody. It doesn't matter whether it was a door or not. And then you left a nasty note stating that because I parked too close, you hit me. So it was something like a purposely done thing. So that's called, you know, like a hate crime.
Oh, it's a hate
so
crime?
That's why. Yeah, that's like a hate crime.
You're
pissed off because somebody parked a little too close to you. That's a hate crime. But anyway.
Well, I don't give the dean permission to give you my records.
He's not giving me a record. He doesn't have to do that. He gives it to the police, and they take care of it.
Well, I don't give him permission to give it to the police.
It doesn't matter what you give him. It was done on school property.
I'm going to call him up and tell him I don't give him permission.
It doesn't matter what you give him.
And then he won't be able to. That's how the law works.
Guess what? You're an adult. You're not a child. You're not in secondary school. You are in college. When you do something that's, you know, illegal, and you give somebody a number and tell them that that's what you get for doing something like this. Well, that's what you get for doing something like this. They're allowed to use your school records for anything you want. You're an adult. You're not a child.
Yeah, you can't prove that I wrote it because I use my left hand.
Guess what? I can prove that you're an idiot and that you need school because, see, I've already gone to school, but you definitely need school, and you better go into some psychology classes because you actually need some dealing within your mind.
That's true.
Have a great night because I'm trying to go to sleep.
Okay. So, can I call you back in about 2 hours?
No, you may not call me back in 2 hours, but I will call you tomorrow
just
so we can deal with this problem when I'm awake.
Well, I'm not going to buff out your stupid door of your ugly car. It's time for us to take a break. Okay, let me tell you guys something first. Yesterday was 9/11. Today is 9/12. It's Saturday. I didn't manage to finish the show up yesterday like I'd hoped that I would because, I don't know, I just got busy with things and couldn't get it done. So I'm finishing it up today on Saturday. The thing is, though, I haven't done any more carding pranks. They're over. I guess the show's basically over now. I'm going to play some voicemails, I guess, and then the show will just end. And you know what I'm really pissed about? Every single year, there's this thing I want to do on 9/11 that does not involve terrorism, I promise. But Sloth in the PCN chat room, he's reminded me several times now, and I think someone reminded me either yesterday or the day before, that there's a prank I did a long time ago. I don't remember doing this even, but it sounds like something I would do, where I called up 7-Elevens and I tried to convince the clerks that we were changing the name for the day in tribute to 9/11. We were changing the name of the stores to 9/11. And I think Sloth said I tried to get them to take shoe polish and go out there and change the 7 into a 9. And maybe when a customer came in, I made the clerk stay on the phone and say out loud to the customer, "Welcome to 9/11, which sounds great. Or maybe I'm just thinking of the time that I had Circle K's change the name of their store to Circle O because, you know, K's are racist, of course. But anyway, no, I completely forgot to do this all day yesterday. I could have been calling 7-Elevens and telling them to change their name to 9/11. Stupid, stupid me, whatever. Hopefully, one of you guys can remind me next year on September 10th. You can remind me to make those calls next year, maybe, if you don't think that's a dumb idea. Because, I mean, I think it's a hilarious idea. And I'm proud of myself for apparently coming up with it. So next year, 9/11 tribute show, right in the middle of Ding Timber, we're going to break up the monotony of cardings by doing a 9/11 tribute show. We can't forget. Never forget. That's what they say. I will not forget to do this next year, and you guys need to help me to not forget it. Really, I should just set a calendar reminder right now. I think I'm going to do that. Have my Google Calendar pop up a thing telling me to never forget. Here, I'm doing it right now. September 11th, 2016. Never forget to call 7-Eleven employees all day. And I'm going to set a notification one day in advance, so I will never forget. And I I'm going to make this a recurring thing every single year. It's going to pop up and tell me. There, done. 9/11 tribute next year, you guys. Never forget. Okay, voicemails.
Hello, Roy. This is Ghost Raffy. I just finished up with the event. It's quite a test of mental and physical stamina.
The event? The what? So Raffy's been a Burning Man. I've been seeing video on his YouTube channel.
The event.
The event.
It's quite a test of mental and physical stamina. But yeah, I'm doing awesome. It's epic. It's weird. I'm having a good time, brother. I miss you. I'm going to be in Reno for the next few months. And then to Los Angeles. I miss you, man. We'll catch up soon, bro. All right, bye.
So if anyone out there is in Reno or Los Angeles, Raffy would love to meet you. You should get in touch with Raffy and hang out. Buy him lots of beers. Non-alcoholic beers, though. Should I just do a shitload of voicemails? I mean, it's the end of the show, right? You can just tune out. Stop listening right now. I'm going to play voicemails.
Hey, Roy. I had a question. What kind of shows do you like watching? I'm sitting here watching The Office. I already watched it, but I'm watching it again. It's pretty fucking awesome. So, anyways, just, bye.
What shows do I like watching? I just watched Fargo on Hulu. That was pretty amazing. I really enjoyed that. I watched all of the Fargo series in about 2 days. Maybe 3 days. That was a lot of fun to watch. I watched the entire Office series last summer, with my kids. For some reason, my kids really got into that show, too. A few months ago, I was really into Daredevil on Netflix. And lately, I've been watching a lot of Comedy Bang Bang, which is a Netflix show. That's really the only comedy I've been watching lately. And that's a good show. Everyone should watch Comedy Bang Bang. I don't really watch a lot of TV, though. I just play on the internet all day. I watch YouTube. YouTube is my TV.
Hello, Mr. Carter. I'm calling on behalf of Cineverse Holdings, representing Google Voice. From now on, we're going to be calling every hour on the hour to let you know that your voicemail system is working just fine.
Nice.
I'll be calling you back in an hour. Thanks.
That's great. Thanks, Google Voice.
Hello, Bradley. I was just listening to the call you did where you said you were siphoning someone's gas, or petrol, as I would say. You'd say gas, it's wrong, petrol.
Sorry, sorry.
And they said that's illegal, and you were like, no, you're just leasing the gas. It's not illegal. It's, you know, and I thought that was really funny, and you should do more things like that.
It's true, though. That's really true. No, it's not really true.
So. I was thinking you could do the thing where you say you're on someone's roof. You could say, I was taking some of the tiles off your roof, and then I fell down. They ask you why you're taking the tiles, and you know, I wanted some tiles for my roof.
Shingles. They're shingles, you idiot. God, petrol, tiles. It's almost like you're from a different country or something.
We're redoing my roof. And then say, it's not illegal. You know, you're just leasing them. It's federal property. I thought that was really funny. Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye. All right. Yeah, I should do that. I need to do more roof calls. I love being on people's roofs.
Hey, Brad, it's me. So I have a phone tech question for you, because I love it when you talk about phones. One time...
I hate talking about phones.
My phone rang, and I picked it up, and there's these two ladies, and they're, you know, talking about their husbands and stuff, and they're talking about all these scandalous things. And it seems like they called each other on the phone, but they did not mean to call me, and plus they couldn't hear me. So how is that a thing? How does that happen? Okay, bye.
I have no idea. I really don't. If I had to guess, I would say those were probably ghosts. You were probably hearing a conversation that took place on the phone lines inside your house before you were born. They're probably dead now. Or at least one of them's dead. The one that lived in your house is dead. The other lady could still be alive. I know sometimes when you send certain frequencies down a phone line, such as 2600 hertz, for example, that can make ghosts appear, and that's probably what happened. You probably have ghosts in your phone lines. I don't know for sure. I'm no expert, but that would be my guess.
Hi, Brad. This is Alejandro. First-time caller, but I'm a big fan of the Snowplow Show. I do have one question for you, and that is, what is your favorite B-movie, or alternatively, what is your favorite movie about bees? Okay, bye, Cactus.
What the hell? Why does everyone want to know my favorite things to watch? And what did you say? Hold on.
Alternatively, what is your favorite B-movie, or alternative...
B-movie? It has to be a B-movie? If we're talking about B-movies, I have the perfect answer. The most amazing movie I've ever seen. I just saw for the first time 2 or 3 months ago, maybe. It is called The History of Future Folk, and it's available on Netflix. And I think I've mentioned this on the show before, and I got 2 angry emails in response telling me that that was a retarded movie, and it sucked, and they hated me for recommending it. But I stand by this recommendation. Everyone should get on Netflix or illegally download it and watch The History of Future Folk. It stars the guy who plays Lester from Grand Theft Auto V and some other guy that we've never seen or heard of before. And it's about aliens who come to Earth and play folk music in shitty New York City bars. How can you go wrong with a description like that? So everyone's homework assignment for tonight is to get on Netflix and watch The History of Future Folk. And hopefully you won't write me an angry email about it or leave a voicemail about how unhappy you are to watch such a horrible movie. Thanks, Alejandro, for allowing me to recommend that to everyone. If anyone doesn't like it, blame Alejandro. Not me. I didn't make the fucking movie.
Hey, Brad, it's Lux. I'm calling to promote my new book, the Fallen Luxers of America book, which you can get a free copy of by signing my online petition. The Fallen Luxers of America is a collection of short stories which take you on a 2-year journey of high-tech humor, culture jamming, and criminal mischief. If you're interested, just go sign the petition that I have posted all over the PLA group. Do it now.
The PLA group, a.k.a. Lux's personal blog. Lux thinks that I'm actually going to do a show where he's the co-host if people sign this petition, but the joke's on him because I'm not.
Hey, Brad. FOD87. How you doing?
Oh,
anyways,
super.
Was wondering, I was listening to one of the recent shows where they were all the voicemails, and Gloria brought this up, and I was thinking the same thing, and then, you know, you did PLAcon also. You really should have some type of meetup at DEF CON, and I know you were saying it's too expensive to go. I'll personally put up $200 of Patreon money, you know, a couple months before conference next year, if you organize a meetup, and I'm sure, you know, others will follow. Get everybody there. Just an idea. I was thinking it would be cool. That's about it. Also, was wondering if you got my email about the Lenny calls. Anybody wondering, I would highly recommend that you post Lenny's number on Craigslist or set up...
His voicemail just kind of ended there. And Lenny calls, I don't know. Did I get that email? I don't know. You guys, you don't have to help me pay to go to DEF CON. I really want to go to DEF CON. I'm going to try my best to go next year. I say that every year. And if I do go to DEF CON, of course, there will definitely be a meetup of some sort. Just like we did in 2011. 2011 was amazing. It was me, Laugh Track Matt was there, Rob the Hyena was there, Pseudo was there, Jammy was there, Stacy/OMG/Roxy was there. Oh yeah, Jen Martino, the person that runs thisisarecording.com, she was there. And Murdoch was there. Everybody was there. It was a really fun time. And I think I need to do that at least every 5 years. So next year, next summer, is definitely a good time that I should do something like that. Just go to DEF CON and we'll all hang out together. And hopefully you guys realize the PLA Con, that was just a joke. I think some people have taken that seriously, that only one person showed up at PLA Con, which was Olga. No, that was just Olga. She happened to be in Portland and we hung out together and we just called it PLA Con and posted pictures with our PLA Con badges just to screw with people. I did kind of like that idea, though, the whole just hanging out with Olga, and that's PLA Con. Like, why can't we just all do that together? We'll just all show up in Portland, Oregon, and do a bunch of touristy things together. A bunch of PLA people can do tourist stuff together. I seriously think we should try and organize that, where we just hang out in Portland and go geocaching and make hang-up-the-phone calls. Anyway, yeah, I will try to put more of an effort to make it to DEF CON in 2016. Or maybe Hope in New York City, Hackers on Planet Earth. That would be another good one for just to have a small meetup at. Alright, you guys, I am tired of doing voicemails. I think I'm done with voicemails, even though there's still 15 of them left. I'll get to them on the next show. But it's getting late, and by late I mean it's 10 in the morning. But I have shit to do, I really need to wrap up the show. So, that is the end of the show. Hey, remember on the last show when I did like a bunch of sponsor things at the end? I'm too lazy to do that this time, but those were really, really old sponsors, like from November of 2014. That's how far behind I am. I need to start doing that more often just to get all these names out of the way, because I'm almost a year behind on the whole sponsor list thing. but yeah, too lazy right now. So I will just end the show by saying visit the Phone Losers of America on Facebook.com/phonelosers and Twitter.com/phonelosers and all of the others, Patreon.com/phonelosers, phonelosers.com/cactus if you want to support the show. Be sure to have some cakes made with carding notes on them and leave them on windshields, not face down, leave them face up so they can be read. And make some big corporate carding notes like Ryan did. Was that Ryan? I can't even remember now. Lots of thanks to Michael K., today's sponsor. Michael K. is the reason that I didn't finish the show up yesterday, and now I'm just kind of rushing to finish it up today. Thanks a lot for that, Michael K. Bye, everyone. Here's a song of some sort.
This one is called 187 in Light Hills. Are you ready? I'm back with a vengeance, a death sentence. I be higher than ever, clever. Raps leave them in a meat shredder. Never met her, so I test her. I'm with a machete, like Vendetta. Never better and never fatter. Eat you cowards in any weather. Don't matter if you fat or small, skinny or tall, I'ma still let it rain on all y'all. So best to duck when I get fed up. Shit out of luck is what you gon' be, homie. Fucked up, OG. Now you paying the price. Rolling through Lake Hills, ain't nothing nice. 187 for reals in these cold, dark, and nice. Yeah, that's how it goes.
187.
187.
187.
187.
On the streets of Lake Hills.
Lake Hills.
Making bills, taking down fake skills. 187.
187.
187.
187.
On the streets of Lake Hills.
Lake Hills.
Taking pills for the chills and thrills. Open up the floodgates, it's a baby named Joshy. LOLOL, he's a roll so saucy. I'm just a fetus, a little baby. I'm 1 foot tall like a mini Patrick Swayze. Looking for some juice, sagging on my diapers. Sucking on my mom's boobs just cause I like her. I'm hanging out and loitering, calling people up for the money that extortion brings. 187 on the streets of Lake Hills. Make bills, bumping beats in a society with too many laws and rules. The kids gather around screaming loud, fuck the police. Staying out late, racing cars. Now I'm in a dark room smoking cigars. And young rappers gotta pay their dues. Slip up and wind up in the Lake Hills news. In the obituaries, next to old ladies and kinda old people with diabetes. Don't get caught slipping. Don't slip or else we'll see you next fall. Have a nice trip. Knives and guns, all for fun. Dyslexic young thugs yelling 781. Running from the cops, sweating to the oldies. Hiding in the bushes, running from the police. This one's for the kids in Lake Hills Juvenile Hall, crying for their moms, clanking cups on metal bars, eating up bologna sandwiches with no mustard or mayonnaise.
Get your friends to steal a helicopter,
land it in the yard, scooped up like Lex Luger. He's all up in your mirror. Loitering and robbing, stealing, don't slip on banana peelings. Slipped up handcuffed, police backup, German shepherds eat your crack up. This one's for the kids in Lake Hills County Juvenile Detention. Watching TV in red jumpsuits, sleeping on a 1-inch mattress.
187.
187.
187.
On the streets of Lake Hills.
Lake Hills.
Making bills, taking down fake skills. 187.
187.
187.
187.
On the streets of Lake Hills.
Lake Hills.
Taking pills for the chills and thrills.
The bomb. I'm out for vengeance. Can't lock me up. I'll escape like a ninja. Born and raised in the Lake Hills caves. Hungry like a wolf, so I always pack a blade. The verdict has been handed down. Take off that silly hat, you look like a clown. Your mom's pussy smells like crap. If I see her again, she might get checked. Sign a demonstration, it's a proclamation. This album will be played on every radio station. So crank it up, sit back and smoke a blunt. There's a bump on his back, and I know what's up. I party all the time, and I reign supreme. I'm the illest rapper ever on the hip-hop scene. I've got money, cars, and girls galore. When I run out of vodka, she goes to the store. We smoke hella weed, always high off the fire. I'll be smoking weed until I expire. When will that be? Who knows? Who cares? I live life fast, shows a shit, and I don't compare. Gonna say it once and never twice. When you talk to me, you better be polite. My crazy antics are so mathematic. Forgetful young thug, chillin' 186, the bomb.
187.
187.
187.
187.
On the streets of Lake Hills.
Lake Hills.
Making bills, taking down fake skills. 187.
187.
187.
187.
On the streets of Lake Hills.
Lake Hills.
Taking pills for the chills and thrills.
You're Roy, and you laid down in my backyard, and you got dog poop in your hair.